Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Atheists, agnostics, and other unbelievers often point to the tragedies in our world to try to prove that God does not exist. If God does exist, they reason, either He does not care about human suffering, or He does not have the power to stop it. They often suggest that such a God, if He does exist, is not worthy of our worship. My purpose today does not allow for time to respond to the arguments of unbelievers, although reasonable answers can be made. In this lesson, I want to discuss the love God has shown to fallen men. The Apostle John tells us, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him." 1 John 4:9. My topic today is the manifestation of God's love. We must begin our study of this topic by acknowledging that all have sinned and continually come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. If we do not understand that truth, we shall experience difficulty understanding the love of God manifested in sending His Son to die for our sins. We know we did not deserve to have the sinless Son of God to come down from heaven to suffer and to die that we might have our sins forgiven and have the promise of eternal life. The Bible calls these arrangements grace, unearned, or undeserved favor. Paul wrote, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that we through His poverty might be rich." 2 Corinthians 8:9. The word manifested, phanerao in the Greek, means to make visible, to make clear, or to make plain. What action could God have taken that makes plainer His love than sending His Son into the world to die that we might be saved? The prophet Isaiah predicted of Christ, "Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and He was afflicted, yet He opened not His mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is before his shearers dumb, so He opened not His mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare His generation? For He was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people He was stricken." Isaiah 53:4-8. The Apostle John adds, "Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us, and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." 1 John 4:10. John does not deny the necessity of our loving God, but that is not the essence of love. The real meaning of love is that God loved us and sent Christ to die that we might live. Jesus told His disciples, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." John 15:13-14. John says that God sent His Son into the world to be the propitiation for our sins. The word propitiation appears only three times in the New Testament, two times in 1 John. The word refers to the means whereby sin is covered and remitted. The word means merciful and refers to the sacrifice Christ made on the cross. The expression mercy seat is not a bad translation of the Greek. Dr. Hugo McCord renders the Greek simply offering. A similar Greek word appears in two New Testament passages and is translated merciful and reconciliation. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.